people of Christ Cité.
Mass of Lord Jesus Christ, O God, who said to the 77 only apostles, many prophets and righteous men, have desired to see the things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. But as for you, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospels through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Remember also, our Master, all those who have been us, remember them in our prayers and supplications which we offer up unto you, Lord our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Ασίτε με τα βόβωση ο ακούσο με το Άγιο Ευαγγέλιο.
Ευλογησόν εκ του κάτω Ματθαίον Άγιο Ευαγγέλιο το ανάγνωσμα.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Matthew the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. From the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and the king, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the cloudy pillar. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom be glory forever. Amen. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. Woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore you will receive greater condemnation. Woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte, and when he is won, you make him twice as much a son of hell as you. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, whoever swears by the temple, it is nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the temple, he is obliged to perform it. Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? And whoever swears by the altar, it is nothing, but whoever swears by the gift that is on it, he is obliged to perform it. Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift? Therefore he who swears by the altar swears by it and by all things on it. He who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it. And he who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who sits on it. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. Blind guides who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel, woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites! For you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. Even so you also appeared outwardly, appear righteous to men. But inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the monuments of the righteous. and say, if we had lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Therefore, you are witnesses against yourself that you are sons of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the measure of your father's guilt. Serpents, broods of vipers, how can you escape the condemnation of hell? Therefore, indeed, I send you prophets, wise men, scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city, that on you may come all the righteous blood shed on earth, from the blood of the righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. Assuredly, I say to you, all these things will come upon this generation.
Truly, we believe in one God, God the Father, Panto Creator, Creator of heaven and earth, of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son of God, beyond the Father, before all ages. Light of light, true God of true God, bear not created, one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was the kind of the host, spirit of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered, was buried, the third day, he rose from the dead according to scriptures. And he sits at the right hand of his Father, he is coming in his glory, judge the living and dead, his kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, proceeds from the Father, with the Father, the Son, the worship, and glorified, spoke of the prophets, one holy Catholic apostolic church, we confess one mountain of remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen. It was like
O God.